Hare Krishna. The world of love manifests through the words of love. The world of love refers ultimately to the spiritual world, to the Krishna's personal abode, where there is endless love, where there is constant happy, where there is soul exists eternally, Krishna exists eternally, and the love between them continues eternally. And that world of love is not manifest to our perception right now, but it manifests through the words of love. The words of love refer to the words which are spoken by Krishna through scripture and by Krishna's representatives. So, Shastra, Sadhu, Guru, or the words that we get, those are the words of love, which help us understand what the spiritual world is and help us experience the spiritual world through the current of devotion that comes from the spiritual world, from Krishna, through his devotees to us. Now, what is inaccessible to the senses becomes accessible to the heart through the words of love. That is how we understand the spiritual world, the world of love. Now, love, when we say the spiritual world is the love, world of love, does that mean that love is not present in this world? Yes, love is present here also. But the love here is temporary. The love here is, in that sense, illusory. It misleads us. When we get caught in worldly love, then we don't have the facility to advance towards spiritual love. We don't have the facility to relish lasting fulfillment. To gain lasting fulfillment, we need not just the words of, we need to understand our spiritual identity and direct our love spiritually. And such redirection, spiritual redirection of our love happens when we have the words of love. So to the extent that we study scripture, to the extent that we open our heart to the word of love in scripture, to the extent the spiritual world, the ultimate world of love manifests to us. Now we may say, does this principle apply outside spiritual life also? Actually, even in this material world, words of love, you know, somebody say, a boy says to a girl, I love you. And then the girl starts imagining Prince Charming, who comes in riding on a horse and sweeps her off her feet and carries her to dreamland or something like that, people may imagine. But the problem is, the world of love that is imagined is imaginary. In this world, nothing lasts forever, and neither does love last forever. Although people may talk about happily ever after, but actually there's no ever after. That's why what we need is to recognize that in the words of love that are spoken in the movies and the novels, there is only a world of imagination, world of fantasy that is created. There is no world of love that is manifested. For attaining that world of love, we need to hear Krishna's words of love. So Krishna assures that he tells us that he loves us. Sarva gohiyatamam bhuvyaha shunume paramam vachaha ishtosime drudhamiti tato vakshami tehitam. Sarva guhyatamam bhuya. Krishna says that the most confidential. Shrunume paramam vachaha. These are my supreme words. And why am I speaking them? Ishtosime drudhamiti. Ishtosime. This is extremely dear to me. Drudhamiti. You are extremely dear to me. Drudhamiti. I am determined to love you. Tato vakshami te hitam, and therefore, to benefit you, I am speaking these words. So essentially, what this verse states is that actually Krishna loves us and we are meant, and he speaks these words out of his love for us. And he says to next verse of self that if we reciprocate with him and we fix our mind on him, manmanabhav madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishya satyam te patijane priyosime. He says, if we hearing his words, devote ourselves to Manmana Bhav Mad Bhakto, then what happens? Ma me vaishyasi, you will attain my abode. That means we will attain the world of love. So our hearts in the most longing for love is not to be rejected. Bhakti doesn't ask us to reject or eliminate that. It asks us to redirect it from the world towards Krishna. And that redirection is founded in hearing of the words of love that we hear from scripture and purifying our heart by which we can realize and relish more and more of that world of love. Thank you. Hare Krishna.